Hi.
That was excessive, sir.
But hello, my lovely sound engineer, Shamani. This is 90.7 FM WGXE broadcasting to you live. Catskill. Clubhouse Radio broadcasting from Catskill, Acre, Hudson, and
90.7.
XE.
Welcome.
DJ Thieves in the studio.
Should we tell them that this is your last show?
My last show. And
that's true.
That is very true.
We're gonna have to.
It's but I'm starting back.
Coordinating the scene, y'all are gonna just do it like you already basically do. It's an acknowledgement of your leadership.
Aw, I'm flattered. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now.
This is Jim Sklavunas of the Vanity Set, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC, Acre.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Cochrane Media of Cairo, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration, but most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Greatest hits.
Right, so then
are you past the point of weary? Is your burden weighing heavy? Is it all too much to carry? Let me tell you about my Jesus. Do you feel that empty feeling? 'Cause shame's done all it's stealing, and you're desperate for some healing. Let me tell you about my Jesus. He makes a way where there ain't no way.
And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me.
tell you about my Jesus. Oh, he makes a way where there ain't no way. Rises up from an empty grave. Ain't no sinner that he can save. Let me tell you about my Jesus. His love is strong and his grace is true. And the good news is I know that he can do for you what he's done for me. Let me tell you about my Jesus. And let my Jesus change your life. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 And let my Jesus change your life.
Ann Wilson, my Jesus.
Yeah, Lord, let my Jesus change your life. Woo, glory, God, glory, glory, glory. Welcome to the bright side, beloved. Amen. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist. And I am here to share that there is a bright side somewhere. Lord have mercy. There is a bright side somewhere, beloved. You hang in there. Don't quit in the dip. Amen. I got a witness out there. Can't Jesus change your life? Amen. Talk about living your best life. Your best life is living with Christ. I'm telling you, I'm here to say it. How you doing, Mr. Audio Engineer Extraordinaire?
I am good, a little tired. After a great show in Schenectady, where we're doing sound for Doc Horton and all the buddies. Let me special shout out to my buddy Phil there. These guys were playing great music in Schenectady last night, and it was a late night. I'm here. And welcome, Brightsiders. We are here.
Bless you, bless you, bless you. Well, this is no competition. I know it's true. It's not a competition. I just got to say to all y'all listening out there, amen. He had a late night, and he puts in late nights all the time. I think I had 6 hours sleep in the last two nights. Hallelujah. But to God be the glory. When I woke up yesterday morning, after having 3 hours sleep, knowing that we had this conference ahead of us, and I was like, oh God, I'm going to have these big bags under my eyes. I get this little rim in between my nose when I don't get enough sleep. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to look like death warmed over. But the grace of God was sufficient. I didn't have any of that. Amen. And he gave me the energy and the strength to go through yesterday. And I tell you, beloved, and I just want to say shout out. I have to shout out all these people. You all out there, you bear with me, all right? But I want to shout out Pastor Darwin Abraham, Brother Randall Martin, our audio and visual engineer extraordinaire, Brother Cleveland Samuels, who worked on our logistics, Sister Dolores Waddell and her culinary team, Sister Shalita Washington, for repping for our hospitality team. Want to thank Brother Cameron Brown, our computer tech, Paul Cacogno of Broad Street Bagels, and Bob Lucky from Cascades for their contributions to our continental breakfast and lunch service. All their work to make yesterday's God Belong in Our County mini conference a tremendous success. I want to thank my retired priest and friend for half of my lifetime, Father Gary Gelfenbein. He came with his guitar and he sang this beautiful song of love from God and for his people and from his people to one another. It was simply beautiful. And Pastor Victor Harris of the Albany Adult and Teen Challenge came and gave us a message from the Lord, a reminder and a warning to all believers not to go adrift. Or to paraphrase, don't let the culture change you. You or your mission or your message. Then it was on to the Power Pack sessions. Indeed, they were power packed. And thank you to the Chief Executive Officer of the City of Hudson, Mayor Kamal Johnson, Sheriff Kraft, the 4th Ward Councilman Theodore Anthony, Civil Rights Advocate Lukey Forbes, Emergency Management Services Director Dave Harrison and his team, Deacon Warren Dorch also from that team and others for their availability. The work they are doing individually and collectively is life-changing, life-saving, and quality of life-enhancing information, and they shared it with us. I thank God for the people that were in the room. I can't name all the names that were present, but thanks to each and every one. Hallelujah. And you know, beloved, this morning, my devotional was titled The Telling Room, The Telling Room. And I'm going to tell you, the ministry of presence was powerful in that space yesterday, and the presence of God was in that place. And this morning when I read that devotional, the telling room, it was so ironic and so affirming, because that room yesterday that was booked to capacity and nearly filled, just a couple of seats that had people weren't in attendance, but it was indeed a telling room. Even down to the last moments, our last session, the presenter was not able to be with us. We knew that in advance, so we were already prepared and had a wonderful third session, breakout sessions and sharing, and also just a presenting of God Belong in Our County, and our past and our present and what we're going to be doing in the future. But the presenter for the session sent us booklets and powerful, important information, and had just the right number, right down to the very last number that we had in attendance and we needed. Public education, religious rights and values in New York schools. A powerful booklet, 44 pages and beautifully put together. So shout out to the Pacific Justice Institute. Yes, beloved, it was just a tremendous day. I can truly say, as attested to by the group, small group discussions and their takeaways, that we achieved the goal and the task that was set before us. So especially thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for using me and Pastor Iris and Reverend Linda as your vessels, the least of these among us, to do it. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Shout out to everybody who attended, everybody who participated. The energy was high. The presence and power of God was present. It was authentic. It was real. It was real good to be there. And I'm just thankful it's over. Thankful it's over. Hallelujah. But I'm thankful that it happened. And someone asked, is this being recorded? No, it wasn't being recorded because we don't have money like that. But if you all would support us, we'd be able to, you know, have money like that. And you don't have to support us with money. Just, you know, let me know. I'm a videographer. I'll be there. You know, we have Brother Randall, but he had someplace else he had to be. He couldn't be there. But it was just tremendous, and I'm so glad and so thankful. And you know, as I said, we had small group discussions at the end, and three tables of people just talking or sitting around talking, brainstorming. And I asked them to send me, and I hope I'll get it, their comments. I don't know if I'll get a chance to get it together and get it into an article or not, but I certainly want to send out the comments to the people who were participating, because it just shows the fruitfulness. They didn't get paid for this, you know. They didn't get paid for this. Of course, we asked for donations and haven't even counted up, got a few to help give a blessing to the speaker, the message of the preacher and the church that, you know, hosted us. But it was just a labor of love and built out of relationships, you know, friendships and relationships. And so to God be the glory. It was a divine mind idea, and he gave us the health and the strength to do it. And I know that people were blessed and their lives are going to be better for it. And so we look forward to next year, our next conference. Amen. And go forward from there. Well, we're here, beloved. I know that some of you are not in the local area, and but, you know, you stay in touch with us, and we're glad to have you here. Somebody out there might just be turning on to our station saying, who is this woman and what is she talking about? I'm talking about the God Belong in Our County Spring Mini Conference 2023, our first conference since 2019, and with the shutdown of COVID, in-house conference, amen. And so to God be the glory for that. We have the music with a message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. And That was My Jesus by Ann Wilson that you just listened to. Got some more for you. Six songs back to back, 28 minutes of uninterrupted music. He's working it out for you. Miss Shirley Caesar never lost a battle. Miss Cece Winans, God provides. Sister Tamela Mann, Jesus, what a friend. Tasha Cobb Leonard featuring Natalie Grant. Long as I got King Jesus, Miss Vicky Winans, and Die to Live, Miranda Curtis. Long as I got King Jesus, I'm not afraid to die. Amen, beloved. Listen, music with a heart, the mind, the soul, and you in mind. It's coming right here, right now, right where? Here, where there's a bright side. Take it away, Brother Randall. He's working it out for you.
Though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn, God is concerned and is working it out for you. The child that's on cocaine, through prayer he can change that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up. Although sometimes you have to walk alone, now you ask yourself, is there a word from the Lord, or from the Lord? You need a blessing.
Yeah. easy thing for you to do. Your hand is moving right now. You are still showing up at the tomb of every Lazarus. Your voice is calling me out. And right now, I know you're able. And my everything you thought you knew. Now you find
which God provides. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you feel that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see, and my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God,
FM, Acra, Hudson, Catskill, New York. This is Pastor Kim, Overcomer Ministries International Church, your perpetual optimist. And you're right here with me. There's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me on WGXC. There's a friend. What a friend. His name is Jesus. Yes, he is. And this is Tasha Cobb Leonard featuring Natalie Grant. We have more music for you, music for the heart, the mind, and the soul coming back. And after that, I'll come back with my spiritual soul commentary for today.
What a friend we have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Him. Ever faithful.
want you to know, long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? Long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on. I feel like having a little church this evening. Beginning and the end.
said to me, that's the only way to live. You gotta die so you can live. Sacrifice your all in exchange for what I'll give. The things you're going through are just the fire for the altar I built for you. You gotta die. So you can live. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Song said you have to die so that you can live. I know I've heard some of my male friends encouraging brothers who have been reluctant to get married, explaining to them how, you know, when you get married, when you take on a wife, that you have to die to single life. You know, you have to die to single life. You have to die to the thought that you can just live your life the way you had been living it before you had a wife. You have to know that, you know, you have someone else you have to consider when you're making your decisions and choices, someone else that you are sharing, not just space with, but your thoughts, your heart, your experiences of life. You have to die in order to live, for the marriage to live, the relationship to live. You have to die so you can live. You have to die to sleeping long hours in order to, you know, be productive and successful. You have to, you know, sometimes wake up early and stay up late, you know. So many messages in that song, and I chose it, and I chose it for those reasons. And it's not the segue that I really would like to use into my next topic, because it is a very important and very heavy topic. But I hope you're ready for that. Morning. I know it's necessary. It's a necessary conversation that I want to have for these few moments. Last week, I think it was on the 17th of March, actually, We were, you know, those of us who saw the images, saw the headlines, we were once again, you know, thrown into shock, horror, to see another man in crisis who lost his life due to the actions of trained professionals. Now, hang in there, trained professionals. I'm not coming down on you. We saw and felt, in as much as lie within us, the pain, right, the anguish, the hurt, the sorrow, the dismay, the disbelief of the family members and friends and neighbors that are reeling from this apparently needless death of Ervo Otieno. The headline shed that 7 deputies and 3 other mental health workers face murder charges in this black man's death. I don't know why they had to say black man. He was a man. You know, black man's death at a mental hospital. And I thought about that. These 10 persons who woke up, and got dressed, and went to work and thought their day was going to be like any other day, by the end of the day, found themselves sitting in a jail cell with the expense of bail, lawyers, and job loss looming over them. As our nation watched this scenario repeat itself, and it repeats itself over and over again, some people watching are experiencing it in real terms and in real time. Others of us are watching and experiencing it through social media outlets. But nevertheless, we share the same questions. Why did this happen? Why does this keep happening? And what are we going to do? You know, yesterday we had a session. This was for pastors, ministers, and lay leaders. So don't, you know, feel like I blacklisted you or counted you out. You would have loved to have been there. But we had limited space, plus our pastors, ministers, and lay leaders conference, and extended invitation to pastors and ministers and lay leaders in the county. And shout out to Emergency Management Service for sending the information out to. We had the session that talked about re-imaging public safety. And we had the authorities, as I shared earlier, you know, we had the authorities from our county doing this work. Professionals and trained and really wanting training that they can serve our communities and keep themselves and our community members safe, us and our families, our neighbors, our friends, our co-workers, and those who come into work to shop, right, to experience the beauty that we have here, to keep us all safe. And, you know, some of the things that were coming up was that we needed more training. And we needed more health services. And so, beloved, just for a minute, I just want to put out there that for me, what seems so apparent to me is that our approach to the mental health crisis is not succeeding. It cannot go over our heads that the death of Ervo Otieno occurred at a mental health facility. Cannot go over our heads that these were deputies and mental health workers who have been trained to aid people who are dealing with mental health crisis in terms of how to seek to restrain people, especially after, you know, all of the stories of the last several years where we've seen the video footage of people being restrained. The video of Otieno's death showed us that his last moments of life had him on the ground with 10 people placing full body weight on him, restrain him from what they assessed as violent and life-threatening behavior. Well, beloved, it caused me to remember verses and scriptures and stories in the Bible. Stories in the Bible when, for instance, Jesus in Mark chapter 5, he encountered a man that had demons, okay? A man that was possessed. A man who had been living in tombs and was wild and had to be chained down, but the chains didn't even hold him. No one, the word of God says, could control him. And night and day, he would out and cut himself. And we read that when Jesus saw the man from a distance, the man ran and fell to his knees in front of Jesus, and he shouted, "What do you want from me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? In God's name, don't torture me." For Jesus has said to him, "Come out of this man, you impure spirit." Well, beloved, for time, I can't go into much further, but I just want to say that as I shared in our small group breakout sessions yesterday, as we were talking about what we had heard and, you know, dreams and plans and policies and practices and protocols, we never hear in those plans and approaches a return to prayer. A return to prayer in the schools, a return to Bible studies, a return to understanding that we are spirit beings having a human experience, a return to understanding that there are some things that our own human intellect and our own human goodwill and good intentions cannot handle. No one could control that man in the book of Mark, but the power of the name of Jesus and the power of Jesus Christ. And beloved, I know people are, you know, out there who do not agree and don't believe, but just like with the war on drugs, we've been pouring millions and millions and millions of dollars into the drug epidemic. We're pouring billions and billions and billions of dollars into the mental health crisis. What does it cost us to bring prayer back into our schools? What does it cost us to take our children or teach our children the word of God, the power of prayer, the name of Jesus? Our preacher yesterday and many of us in the room could attest to how Jesus changed our lives, how some of us were out of control and out of our minds, how we were being controlled by drugs and alcohol, anger, hatred, bitterness, resentment. But a relationship, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ changed our behaviors. Beloved, I believe that if we would unshackle teachers who know prayer, who believe in the power of prayer, who want to pray with their children and for their students, people in mental health situations, facilities, institutions, and positions who cautioned, warned that you can't bring that here. If you do, you will lose your job, while we keep pouring billions and billion dollars into a system and into approaches that bear us little fruit and too often the same results. That's my opinion. That's my commentary. This is Pastor Kim. I am your perpetual optimist. And hey, there is a bright side somewhere. I have a friend. His name is Jesus. And he can change a life. We got another song for you, beloved. And we want you to hear and be blessed. Something happens when we pray, beloved. Something happens when I pray. This is Miss Doe coming up, When I Pray. Hear this and be blessed.
Shoulders and it's getting too heavy for me, and y'all know I ain't no Hercules. Life moves on, stuff breaks down, people fall off. Gotta find a way to get over, gotta find a way to get through, break through, hear you. Struggles they last, and as time passes, it's been one thing after the other. Which way to go? I feel so alone. Life is so, so cold. I'm not very eloquent in speech. I don't always know how to sound holy when I speak. Papa told me something happened.
Pray. But love to get not as simplistic as prayer. It is about knowing what God's word says. It is about knowing who we are in God. It is about knowing that we are dealing with forces that are seen and unseen. It is about knowing and discerning the difference between someone who is having a mental health crisis and someone who is under the power and influence of a spirit force that is more powerful than you and me, but to know that we have the power of the Most High God operating in us, for us, through us, with us. It is about knowing how and the right way to pray. Yes, beloved. Well, listen, that's my social commentary for today. Remember, beloved, never to quit the dip. Hallelujah. I don't care how great a day, how dark the clouds may be. God specializes. He can take a tragedy and turn it into a triumph, a problem into a promise and a praise. Remember, God loves you. I love you too. God loves you more and God loves you best. In that knowledge, I pray you will rest and be blessed. Happy birthday for you March babies. And till we meet or speak again, remember, Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm positive. I'm positive. Miss Erica Campbell comes with positive, beloved, as you go into the remainder of your day. Have a great week.